It's been 11 months, and still no news of their men. 11 men were kidnapped by armed insurgents in Syria in May last year. Today, 9 people remain in the custody of foreign-backed militants as the war in Syria is getting more and more violent. Families of kidnapped Lebanese are left in a state of constant anxiousness.
My father is an old man. He's a sick man. He has been kidnapped since 11 months. We don't know anything about him yet. I want their voice of humanity to react with me. If their father is replaced by my father, what should they do? What would they do?
The animosity towards Turkey seems obvious in her tone.
We are going to make a campaign to boycott the Turkish products in order to make our voice be heard. Yani, till now, there is no response from anyone, our government, the Turkish government, and anybody else.
Ibrahim Awad was one of the 2 pilgrims released so far. He said that they were only meters away from the Turkish border and that Ankara is the most influential player in this issue.
We were in an area that is between Syria and Turkey at the Turkish border. The rebels had open borders into Turkey. They can enter any time to get anything they want. I was told by Abu Ibrahim, head of the kidnappers, that I had Erdogan and the Islamic Clerics Union to thank when I was released. We hear that Turkey has prisoners at the jails of the Syrian government and it wants to exchange them with our men. But what do we have to do with their prisoners?
Earlier, the families of the kidnapped pilgrims held a protest in front of the Turkish embassy in Lebanon. The demonstrators declared that they will hold Turkey responsible if their loved ones do not return to Lebanon soon. Hayat, whose husband owns a travel agency, said that the families will find ways to make sure the interests of Turkey are targeted if it does not enforce the release of kidnapped men.
We are convinced more than ever that the issue is in the hands of the Turkish government. Our men are there by a Turkish decision made by the Turkish president, but we do not know why.
Turkey has said it is making every possible effort to secure the release of the Lebanese held in Syria since last May. Turkish ambassador to Lebanon, Inan Ozildiz, however, refused to give an interview to Press TV, but media reports refer him telling that the Turkish government is upholding efforts in this issue, yet there are no updates.
There is unwavering anger at Turkey for its role in the continued abduction of 9 remaining